the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I speak. This tonight, topic is let us everything begin with a prayer.
奉主耶稣圣名，我在这里做讲道。我们今晚的主题是让我们从祷告开始。
Indeed, a prayer is very important portion in our Christian life.
祷告是基督徒最重要的生活的一部分。
It depends on our Christian life is a life with the victorious life. It depends on in our prayer.
所以我们的生活的成功是在取决于我们的祷告。
We can have a great knowledge about the Bible and worldly knowledge.
我们可以对圣经的知识懂得很多。
We try to do our own way to be better person.
我们可以努力作为一个更成功的人。
We understand the truth.
我们知道真理。
But there is no prayer and no power to help us our life to make a victorious life in this world.
他说如果我们不祷告的话，我们的生活就不能成功。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 6 verse 18.
那我们看以弗所书第六章第十八节。
Ephesians chapter 6 verse 18.
以弗所书六章十八节。
Ephesians chapter 6 18. With all prayer and petition, pray at all times in the Spirit.And with this in view, be on the alert with all perseverance and petition for all the saints.
六章十八节，号着圣灵，随时多方祷告祈求，并要在此警醒不倦，也为圣徒祈求。
And this is a wish that wish from Apostle Paul. All the brothers and sisters pray and make their prayers all the time in spirit.
使徒保罗在这里希望弟兄姐妹们能够随时祷告。
This is the portion of end of the book of Ephesians, so this is considered as a conclusion.
这是在以弗所书最后一章，所以它这里是作为这章的这本书的总结。
Now let's read from verse, chapter 6 from verse 10 to 17.
我们从第十节第六章第十节读到第十七节。
You go ahead, Chinese.
第十节，我还有未了的话，你们要号着主，以号他的大能大力，做刚强的人，要穿戴神所赐的全副军装，就能抵挡魔鬼的诡计。因为我们并不是与属血气的征战，乃是与那些执政的、掌权的、管辖着幽暗世界的，以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战。所以要拿起神所赐的全副军装，好在磨难的日子里抵挡仇敌，并且成就了一切，还能站立得住。十四节，所以要站稳了，用真理当作带子束腰，用公义当作护心镜遮胸。十五节，又用平安的福音当作预备走路的鞋穿在脚上。十六节，此外又拿着信德当作藤牌，可以灭尽那恶者一切的火箭。十七节，并戴上救恩的头盔，拿着圣灵的宝剑，就是神的道。
If you look at the verse 10, finally be strong in the Lord and in the strength of His might, he says.
这第十节讲到我们要在主里有他的能力。
Now our generation toward to the end of end generation, so they're out there, even within us and also within our life. There, it's like a battle drawn, spiritual battle drawn.
所以我们在这末世，我们这一代属于是末世的一代，所以在我们的生活中，我们就像是有属灵里的征战。
We need to obtain the strength from the Lord so that we can overcome all the difficulties, all the temptation from the Satan.
所以我们就要依靠着神，依靠着主的能力来克服撒旦的诡计。
So the verse 11 is put on the full armor of God. Apostle Paul asks us to put on the armor of God.
所以我们要穿戴神所赐的军装。
It's very important that all these precious ones that we equip with to cover ourselves and that we defend ourselves and also we can offend toward to the evil.
所以我们要穿这种军装来保护我们自己，来抵抗魔鬼。
In order we gain the power so that we can all these the armor of God to work properly, we need a prayer.
所以我们需要如果取得 神的能力的话，我们就需要祷告。
So verse 18 says, "With all prayer and petition, pray at all times."
所以这十八节就讲到，我们要随时多方祷告祈求。
And last Thursday and previous, before last Thursday, also we studied about the Matthew chapter 18.
上一个星期我们学习了马太福音第十八章。
And talking about if we do not convert it and became like a children, we cannot enter the kingdom of God.
我们讲到，如果我们不能转成小孩的心，我们就不能成为神的儿女。
And the talking that a message keep telling me that ask me to obtain the humility.
所以那章节教导我们要谦卑。
And we if we become like a child, then we can enter the kingdom of God.
所以只有我们当成为小孩的心之后，我们才能进入神的国。
Because we do not rely on ourselves, but we rely on God, so we can enter the kingdom of God.
所以如果我们不依赖自己而去依赖神的话，我们就可以进入神的国。
If you look at the Bible whole history telling us we are not the controller, but God himself is a controller.
所以整个圣经都告诉我们，我们不是控制者，而神是控制者。
And any people, he or she walk away from God, their life end up to cannot receive the protection and security from the Lord.
所以如果我们离开神的话，我们就不能受到神的保护。
So who can protect us? God can protect us.
所以谁能保护我们呢？只有神。
How we can receive his protection and his security when we pray to the Lord?
但是我们怎么样来接受神的保护呢？就是需要祷告。
Think about in our life, there's a when we walk in this world, there's many problems and many matters we have to go through and solve and take care of it.
在这个世界上，我们平时工作生活中会有很多的问题，我们必须去对付他们。
Many times we think that even the small things, we have to think that we cannot handle it, but God can handle it.
有时候很小的事情，我们都觉得我们自己不能处理它，而是依靠神来才能处理。
Once we have such attitude, we go through, then God help us in our path in our Christian life.
所以，如果我们经常这样子做的话，神就会帮我们，让我们做出一个成功的基督徒的生活。
Let's look at the Proverbs chapter 16.
让我们看箴言十六章。
Proverbs chapter 16.
箴言十六章。
Verse 9,
第九节，箴言十六章第九节。
Proverbs chapter 16, verse 9, the man of mind, 16, chapter 16, verse 9, the mind of man plans his way, but the Lord directs his step.
箴言十六章第九节，人心筹算自己的道路，为神指引他的脚步。
And this verse tells us that we can set a plan for our future.
这里告诉我们，我们是可以为我们的将来做好一个计划。
Those who know how to set their own plan for their future considers quite smart and quite intelligent person.
那些可以为自己将来做打算的人，一般都被认为是很聪明的人。
But verse 9 is about the Lord directs his step.
但是这里讲到，只有神才能指引他的脚步。
And you can set the plan, but I am the God himself can direct your step, he says.
所以就是说，你可以去筹算自己的道路，但是只有神才能真正指引你的方向。
This verse tells us who is the controller, who is our Lord.
所以这里就告诉我们谁是我们的主人，谁来控制这一切。
Let's look at another verse, chapter 3, verse 6. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 6.
让我们看箴言第三章第六节。箴言第三章第六节。
Chapter 3, verse 6.In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight.
这里讲到，在你一切所行的事上都要认定他，他必指引你的路。
And verse 6 is in all your ways, whether it's a small or great, but all your ways acknowledge him.
这里讲到是你一切所行的事，不论这事情是大是小。
And then God will make our path straight.
然后神就会让我们的路走得很平。
How we can acknowledge him?
我们来怎样感谢神
？Through the prayer,
我们就应该通过祷告来。
Before we do anything else, we kneel down, pray to God, ask His guidance, His help, and this is proof that we can acknowledge Him before we do anything in our path.
所以在我们做一切事之前，我们必须先来祷告神，从那神那里领受神的旨意。
So in Ephesians chapter 6 verse 18 says. pray at all time in the spirit.
所以在以弗所书第六章就像说要在圣灵里面多方祷告祈求。
I think a possible, possible experience of this, this kind of a, experience in his life a lot.
这就是因为圣徒保罗这样子在他的生活中这样体验很多。
Even though he's doing the work of God, sometimes he doesn't know what to do.
即使是他做神的工，但是他有时候也不知道会怎么去做。
But he experienced through the prayer, God opened the way to guide him.To follow him to support in his ministry.
让他体会到，只有当他祷告的时候，神就会来带领他，教他怎么去做。
So here, Book of Ephesians, chapter 6, 18, and talking, his wish is all the brothers and sisters pray all the time in the spirit, so that ask God's guidance in their life.
所以他在这里，他希望所有的弟兄姐妹都能在圣灵里面多方祷告。
I thought about it all the times.
任何时候都要祷告。
All the time is whether there's no limits in our any time talking about.
就是说这里没有任何限制，任何时间都可以祷告。
Sometimes I thought about how we can do this way of a prayer.
有时候我想，我们怎么样才能这样做
？And we ask ourselves, can we pray all the time?
我们会问问自己，我们能够任何时候都祷告吗？
Sometimes we set the time like 30 minutes a day pray or 20, 15 minutes and every day and even it's very hard.
有时候我们设置一个30分钟的时间祷告或者是20分钟、15分钟都是很困难。
Have you ever experienced that when you set your mind that when we set like 30 minutes a day we pray?
我们有没有自己经历过从30分钟每天祷告？
Somehow a week will pass by and somehow our prayer shorten and shorten the time of our prayer.
有时候当一个星期过去之后，我们的祷告时间就越来越短，越来越短。
And later on, there are many different kind of excuses, and somehow we even cannot pray sometimes.
就后来就越来越多的借口就出来了。
And this is many times this is our life turn out to be.
很多时候这就是我们的生活。
Then why we do not pray? We think about it.
为什么我们不要祷告呢
？Why we cannot maintaining our prayer life?
为什么不能我们不能保持这么一个祷告的生活呢
？Maybe this will not apply to Northridge. Not Northridge anymore. So, what city is it?
Canoga Park.
Or Canoga Park Church.
可能这里并不对我们北岭的教会使用。
Because when every time when I come here to pray with you, I can feel that you have a full of prayer. It is great merit in this church has.
每次我在这里祷告的时候，我都觉得你们祷告很有力量。这是我们。这边教会的很大的一个优点。
So maybe it's not applied to you, maybe.
可能所以对你来说并不实用。
I mean, sometimes if it apply to in our life, if sometimes we getting short in our prayer time, we do not rely on our prayer, then we have to think about it.
所以如果我们不依赖我们自己的祷告的话，我们就应该好反思。
Why we feel that we don't need a prayer?
为什么我们会认为我们不需要祷告呢？
Because our lack of humility,
是因为我们不够谦卑。
When we need a prayer, which means we cannot handle our life, so we ask God's guidance.
如果我们需要祷告的话，就意味着说我不能处理我的生活，我们必须依靠神。
But eventually, our time of prayer is shortened and shorter than before, and eventually, what happened? We are the controller in our life.
所以，如果我们的祷告越来越短的话，我们就会慢慢的认为我是。控制我自己的生活的人。
So we can feel that without prayer, it's okay. We can handle our life.
所以我们也会认为啊，没有祷告也不要紧，因为我自己可以控制我自己的生活。
So we have to evaluate sometimes that in when we look at ourselves, do we feel that we need to pray in our life?
所以有时候我们必须反省自己，到底我们需不需要真的祷告
？We feel that maybe so, maybe not so. Then we have that's the moment we have to turn around back to the Lord.We have to bring our heart to the Lord to show our humility back to the Lord.
如果我们觉得祷告何有何无的话，我们就必须反省，我们就必须回到神的身边来反省自己是不是对神足够谦卑。
And we know that God is Almighty God. If we rely on ourselves, we cannot handle many things. But if we rely on God, He can handle everything.
我们知道神是全能的。如果我们依靠自己，我们有很多事情都无法处理。但是如果依靠他的话，所有的事情都不用担心。
So we should not be proud of ourselves.
所以我们不应该自于自己而骄傲。
Of course, many times we say, well, I'm not that, you know, proud myself.
有时候我们会自己会说啊，我并不是自己要骄傲。
But then we bring many excuses, because of life, you know, it's such a complicated, because of time limit, I cannot pray.
然后我们会带来一些借口，就说啊，这个生活很复杂，我们并没有有很多时间限制啊。
But I respect God.
我尊敬神啊。
But if we do not pray.
但是如果你不尊敬的话，你不祷告的话
，Actually, we do not have a humility within ourselves.
我们就并没有谦卑的心。
Those who truly have a humility, they know how to pray.
所以那些真正是谦卑的、有谦卑的心的人，都知道怎么样去祷告。
They understand the need of prayer.
他们知道祷告的需要。
So, if you look at the Bible, if we become if we lose our humility, then what happens is Satan coming into us.
所以如果我们我们失去了谦卑的心的话，撒旦就会来 攻击我们。
Sometimes the Satan bring the temptation and coming into us to ruin our Christian life.
有时候撒旦是用诱惑来破坏我们基督徒的生活。
And let's turn to 1 Peter.
我们看彼得一书。
1 Peter chapter 5.
彼得前书第五节。
1 Peter chapter 5 verse 5.
彼得前书第五章第五节
First Peter chapter 5 verse 5 and 6
彼得前书五章五节到七节
First Peter chapter 5 from verse 5 You younger men likewise be subject to your elder and all of you clothe yourselves with humility toward one another for God is opposed to the proud but gives graceTo the humble. Humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hands of God, that he may exalt you at the proper time. Verse 7. Casting all your anxiety upon him, because he cares for you. When you look at this passage that here, the Peter talking about, ask us to be humble mind.
So, 这里从第五节到第六节、第七节讲到我们必须有谦卑的心。
And then I thought about how it's possible that these words can apply in our life through the prayer.
我在这里想，我们怎么样能够把这些言语能够实行出来，在祷告中。
And verse 5 says, "You younger men likewise be subject to your elders."
第五节讲到，你们年幼的要顺服年长的。
Indeed, now generation people, their knowledge wise, their brain turning is much faster than elderly people.
实际上在这个时代年轻的人都脑袋都比年长的人要转得快
easily ourselves to be proud
所以我们很容易就骄傲
so easily we do not show our respect to our elderly people
所以很容易我们就对老人不尊敬
through the prayer it's possible we can be subject to the elders
所以在祷告的时候我们经常祷告就能够顺服年长的
and all verse 5 all of you clothe yourself with humility toward one another
这里讲到，你们众人也要以谦卑束腰，彼此顺服。
Now, how is it close yourself with humility towards one another? When I look at this passage, it turns out to the my way of inspiring here is to pray. Prayer, which is a close yourself is a prayer with humility towards one another.
So, with
the prayer.
在我的认识来说，就是。这里讲到你们众人都要以谦卑束腰，就是说我们要在经常祷告才能谦卑，所以才能彼此顺服。
And God is opposed to the one who do not pray.
所以神是不喜悦那些不祷告的人。
But God give a grace to those who pray.
所以但是神会赐给谦卑的人以恩典。
And verse 6, humble yourself, pray yourself, therefore, under the mighty hands of God, that he may exalt you at the proper time.
第六节就讲到你们要自卑伏在神大能的手下到了时候他就会叫你们升高
Verse 7 Casting all your anxiety upon him You're talking about a prayer
这里讲到你们将所有的忧虑都要卸给神也是讲到祷告
Because he cares for you
因为他顾念你们
So it is indicated if we do not pray We holding all the problem in our hands We worry about We anxious about this matter
所以有时候我们就会我们不去祷告，而把那些忧虑都放在自己的心里，去担心那些事情。
But if we put everything into God's hands,
但如果我们把所有的事情都交在神的手里
，and then we do not worry about it,
所以我们就不用担心。
Because we know we understand our limitation.
因为我们知道我们自己的一些限制。
And we easily we can be humble ourselves. We can put every problem onto God's hand. God can handle it.
所以我们自己处理不了事情，我们就要需要把这些事情都交在神的手里，让神来处理。
And verse 8 is a warning.
这第八节是一个警告。
Be of a sober spirit. Be on the alert. Your adversary, the devil.Prowls about like a rolling lion seeking someone to devour him.
第八节讲到，我要谨守警醒，因为你们的仇敌魔鬼如同恐叫的狮子，遍地游行，寻找可吞吃的人。
So then it means if you do not pray,
所以说你如果不祷告的话
，if you do not have a humility within you,
如果你心里面没有谦卑的心
，then you have to remember there's a Satan always waiting for those people who has such a hole to get in to bother their life.
那你们就要知道，你们仇敌魔鬼就会经常来捣乱你。
Not only bother, but it can destroy your faith.
有时候会毁灭你的信仰。
So prayer is important matter.
所以祷告是非常重要的事情。
Prayer is indicator that kind of reflections that how much our heart is humble minded in the sight of God.
所以祷告的多少体现了你心里的谦卑的多少。
We have to pray all the time.
所以我们都。任何时候都要祷告。
One of a minister, and he's a sermon that gives me great understanding that we can pray all the time. He says,
有一次有一个传道，他的讲道里面讲到，我们可以任何时候都可以祷告。
Whatever you work, think that you now in your prayer,
就是你工作的时候，你也可以去祷告。
And then it clicked that when my parents how they pray,
并且他父母是这，他让我想到我的父母怎么祷告。
I remember when I was young, my mother used to hold my hands when sometimes we went to a market.
有时候我很小的时候，我妈带我到，到超市去看逛。
Many times she just look at further direct on toward the front, but saying that, oh Lord, say like that.
有时候他牵着我的手就看着前面，然后嘴巴里就说：“哦，主啊，主啊。”
I didn't know what it was.
我那时候我不懂他在做什么。
But later on, discovered that she praying.
我后来我才发现他是在那祷告。
We can pray all the time.
所以我们任何时候都可以祷告。
Maybe sometimes we do not enough time to kneel down to God.
很多时候我们并没有时间去跪下来祷告。
But still we can pray.
但是我们还是可以祷告。
If we pray all the time.No matter what happened, instances happen in our life, we can rely on God right away.
如果我们任何时间都祷告的话，所以不管什么事情发生，我们都可以立刻去依靠神。
And also, Ephesians chapter 6 verse 18 says, "All time pray at all time in the Spirit." It says.
所以以弗所书第六章十七节说到，要任何时候都要祷告，并且要在圣灵里祷告。
We have to rely on our spirit to pray to God.
我们必须依赖自己的圣灵。
It's not my pray, but my own way pray, but our prayers relying on the Spirit. Let the Spirit lead our prayer.
并不是我们自己的方式去祷告，而是要让圣灵带领我们的祷告。
The Holy Spirit guide our prayer to lead His way to reach His way to accomplish His will.
这样子的话，圣灵的话就会带领我们去祷告，来把祷告达到神面前。
Let us remember our prayer. Some, if we have our own desire, way to reach to pray, then this is not the pray at all time in spirit, but pray at all time with our own desire.
如果你只是依靠自己的那个想法或欲望去祷告的话，那就不是真正的祷告。
We need to ask the help of Holy Spirit guide our prayer.
我们必须依靠圣灵的帮助来引导我们的祷告。
In our prayers, we have to give up our own self.
在我们祷告的时候，我们必须把我们自己贡献出去。
It's not asking our own desire, but asking the His desire.
并不是来请求我们自己的希望，而是请求神的希望。
It's asking His will.
是来顺服神。
And then our prayer reach to God.
这样子我们祷告才能达到神面前。
And also through the prayer, we can prove that we are the children of God.
并且通过祷告我们可以证明我们就是神的儿女。
Because each moment, even when we walk on the street, we can prove that our Holy Spirit help us to prove that we are the children of God.
所以即使我们在大街上走路的时候，我们都能够证明自己是神的儿女。
It gives us more confidence that our life is more reliant to the Lord, that we prove that we can be helped by the Lord, so our path will be straightened up.
所以我们能体验到我们跟神是在一起，所以我们就会有很充足的自信心，我们就能肯定得到神的帮助。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 8 verse 16.
我们看罗马书第八章第十六节。
Romans chapter 8 verse 16.
我们看罗马书第八章第十六节。
Chapter 8, verse 16, the Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God, it's saying.
罗马书八章十六节，圣灵与我们的心同证，我们是神的儿女。
We can pray and speaking tongue not only in the church, but any place we can pray with the speaking tongue.
我们祷告用圣灵来祷告，并不是只是限制在教会里，任何时候我们都可以用圣灵来祷告。
When we pray, it proves that the Spirit himself bear witness that we are the children of God.
所以每次我们祷告的时候，圣灵就跟我们，就向我们证明我们是神的儿女。
This is a great understanding that we not belong to, when we understand that we are children of God, that we understand the moment we do not belong to this world.
每次我们理解我们是神的儿女的时候，我们就不想到我们并不属于这个世界。
And then it helps us our confidence, our attitude,to guide our life, we can the Spirit guide us to prove that we are the children of God.
所以他会增强我们的信心，改变我们的处事的态度，让我们知道我们是神的儿女。
When we pray with the faith, with such confidence, that our Holy Spirit help us in our prayer then.
所以用信心来祷告的话，圣灵也会来帮助我们。
Let's continue look at the Romans chapter 8 verse from 26.
我们来看第八章第二十六节。
Romans chapter 8 from verse 26 to 28.
罗马书第八章第二十六节到第二十八节。
And in the same way, the Spirit also helps our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we should, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with a groaning too deep for words. And he who searches the heart knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. 28. And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. And this passage,
26节，况且我们的软弱有圣灵帮助，我们本不晓得当怎样祷告，只是圣灵亲自用说不出来的叹息替我们祷告，鉴察人心的，晓得圣灵的意思，因为圣灵照着神的旨意替圣徒祈求。我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。
We know we are limited, we are helpless, but when we rely on God, our Spirit help us, guide us, our prayer, to give us strength.
我们知道我们有很多限制，我们也 有时候没有希望，但是如果我们依靠圣灵来祷告的话，圣灵就会给我们信心。
And here the verse 26, the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groaning too deep for word.
这里26节讲到圣灵用说不出来的叹息替我们祷告。
And he will pray for us.
他会为我祷告。
And then also the verse 28, that we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God. How is it possible thatThis understanding, where this understanding came from, through our prayer.
这里第二十八节晓得是讲到我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。这里如果我们怎么样来懂得这些呢？就是因在圣灵祷告。
Every time before anything, we begin with a prayer. Then through the prayer, the Holy Spirit help us, guide us our prayer. Then gives us confidence we're children of God. Then this understanding eventually coming into our heart to help us to strengthen our faith.
所以只有我们经常祷告，圣灵就会帮助我们，让我们懂得这些道理。万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
It is wonderful that we have a great tool and that the prayer is communicate with God and give and gain the strength and ask God help so God can guide our life.
所以我们有一个很伟大的方法可以跟神来交通。
And also, let's go back to Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18.
那我们回到以弗所书第六章第十八节。
Ephesians 6, 18.
以弗所书六章十八节。
With all prayer and petition, pray at all times in spirit, and with this in view, be on alert with all perseverance and petition for all the saints. Second one is be on the alert with all prayer.
So, 第二个就是这讲到要在警醒不倦为圣徒祈求。
Be sober-minded all the time.
所以说我们所有的时候都要警醒不倦。
And this is investment. We can say that our life investment when we convert Christians and become a children of God from then on, this is the investment we have to get the great profit out of it.
这是我们对神的奉献，我们会因此得到神的祝福。
Sometimes we're Christian, but at the same time we invest something else, we struggle our life.
如果我们把我们的精力放在别的什么事情上，虽然我们是基督徒，但是我们也会有很多烦恼。
A few weeks ago, I read one article that this man invest his money into real estate.
所以我最近读到一个文章，说是讲到有个人投很多钱到那个房地产去。
So he expected that after several years, this house will get the great profit out of it.
所以他就想啊，几年之后我会得到很多很多的钱。
So indeed, several years later on, he sold his property. He got the profit $150,000.
后来就他就卖掉他的房子，几年之后他就得了150万的利润。
We know that because California real estate really the good investment considers a good investment here.
所以我们知道加州的这个房地产好像是很好的投资方式。
But then a few years ago, that it's not a few years, a few it's some years ago, he withdrew money, so he got the profit from the real estate. He started invest some whole money to the stock market.
所以几年前，当他把这个钱从房地产拿回来之后，他就把这些钱又投到股票市场上去。
So he moved himself into the apartment.
所以他自己就家就搬到一个小公寓里去。
And then he think it's a great returning after even short period of time.
所以他就想啊，这就算很短的时间内，我就会有很多的钱回来。
But we know the last several months that the stock market really it's fall down.
我们知道最近一段时间，这个股票时间，股票都掉得很厉害。
So he lost all the money.
所以他所有的钱都套进去了。
And the article says even that kind of he has to stay in the apartment all the time then from then on.
所以从这个时候开始，他就只能住在一个小公寓里了。
Because investment is very important matter.
所以投资是很重要的。
Although we believe in God, sometimes our mind focuses somewhere else.
所以即使我们是相信神，但是我们的注意力会放在别的什么事情上。
If we do not sober heart, we easily we attract by something else. Although we come to the Lord, but our heart, our mind is somewhere else.
所以如果我们没有一个虔诚的心的话，我们的注意力就会放在什么别的地方去。
Many times in that's the case that we lose many things.
那个时候就是我们会要将会失去很多事情的时候。
We have to understand investments here for the Lord is the best one.
所以我们要知道我们在神里面的投资是最回报的。
We always say that His second coming is closer.
我们也知道神的第二次来将会很近。
How much we can alert, how much we can understand physically or emotionally that.
所以我们能够有多少警醒，能够从精神上还有思想上知道有多少的警醒。
That's why we need a prayer.
所以我们需要祷告。
When we look at outside the world, many things attract our minds.
当我们看外面的世界的时候，很多事情都会来分散我们的注意力。
If we do not close our heart, close our eyes, then it attracts these worldly things, attract our mind away from the Lord.
如果我们不闭上我们的眼睛，这些东西就会把我们从神这边吸引走。
Especially here, young generation, so including me, we have to be careful.
特别是年轻的一代，当然包括我，我们会必须要很小心。
Let's look at the Ephesians chapter 4.
我们看以弗所书第四章。
Ephesians chapter 4, verse from 17.
我们从第四章看到。
Ephesians chapter 4, verse from 17.
我们从第十七节往后面看，第四章第十七节往后面看。
17 to 20.
从十七节到二十节。
This I say therefore and affirm together with the Lord that you walk no longer just as the Gentiles also walk in the futility of their mind, being darkened in their understanding, excluded from the life of God because of the ignorance that it, is in them, because of the hardness of their heart. And they, having become callous, have given themselves over to sensuality for the practice of every kind of impurity with greediness. Verse 20. But you did not learn Christ in this way. And here it says, verse 18, being darkened in their understandings.
这第十八节讲到他们心地昏昧。
And then exclude from the life of God because of the ignorance that it is in them, because of the hardness of their heart, which is away from God, their heart.
因为与神所示的生命隔绝了，因为自己无知，心里刚硬，就是因为他们的心。
Let us remember this word cannot give us a true satisfaction.
我们要知道这个世界并不能给我们真正的满足。
Let us remember this word is considered passing by.
我们要知道这个世界只是暂时的。
We rely on God. We do not belong to this world. So we use this word as a tool to reach to the Lord ourselves.
我们依靠神，我们并不要需要这个世界，世界， 我们只是用这个世界来作为一个
And then this word gives us a benefit.
当然这个世界也会给我们一些好处。
Otherwise, this word turned out to be our own goal to reach, then cannot get anything out of it.
但如果我们把这个世界作为我们的生活的目标的话, 我们就得不到任何东西。
And also, Ephesians chapter 6, let's go back to 18.
那我们看第六章第十八节, 以弗所书第六章十八节。
Be on alert, the last portion, be on alert with the all perseverance and petition for all the saints. As the Apostle Paul asks us to pray for saints, which is a pray for each other.
这第十八节讲到, 要为众圣徒祈求,
it, is
意思就是我们要为个人祷告。
It is important we pray each other.
我们彼此之间相互祷告是非常重要的事情。
The day we become a Christian, we have two duties.
当我们成为一个基督徒的时候，我们有两个责任。
One is we love our Lord God.
一个就是爱我们的神。The
other one is we love our neighbor.
另外一个就是爱我们的邻居。All
the brothers and sisters here around us, we are the neighbors.
所有的弟兄姐妹们，我们都是邻居。Many
times our love, how we can share our love through our prayer.
每一次我们都讲到爱，但是怎么样来通过祷告来爱呢？
Many times our prayer, when we pray for somebody else, our spirituality grows at the moment.
所以每一次我们为别人祷告的时候，我们的灵性也会增长。
You know, because our human nature is very selfishness oriented, selfish oriented.
因为人的本性是非常自私的。
Our tendency, we don't like to think about other people.
我们有一个 趋势就是说我们不太愿意为别人想。
But how we can train ourselves through the prayer, we can pray for other people, our spirituality, our characters, our virtues, we gain this precious virtue and characters, we can build up ourselves.
所以我们来怎么样来克服这个毛病呢? 就是应该在祷告里经常为别人祷告，来训练自己。
Since we are selfishness, selfish oriented, we are very stubborn.
因为我们 很自私，所以我们有时候很顽固。
Many times we think we are better than others.
有时候我们都认为我自己就比别人都好。
Our opinions, our ideas are better than other people.
我的想法，我的观点都比别人要好。
But when we pray others,
当我们为别人祷告的时候,
this kind of thought and this kind of things eventually kind of, you know, disappear from our heart.
就这些不好的念头就会慢慢的从我们心里面消失掉。
And instead of we think our own self, but we think about other people first.
所以我们先为别人着想。
So that we can bear the fruit of Holy Spirit.
这就是我们就会有圣灵的果实。
This we can carry out his mission that given us in our life.
这样子我们就能来够行使圣灵给我们的使命。
Indeed, we need a prayer this way to pray each other in the church.
所以我们真正的需要为
So we can strengthen our relationship in the Lord.
所以我们这相互的关系也会在主里面加强。
When we pray other people, that when we have a meeting, so we always concern about other people first. So every time we gather together, any kind of meetings, every time according to the God's way then.
所以每次我们聚会前，如果都为对方祷，别人祷告的话，我们就会把别人放在比较重要的位置上。
And sometimes we can see the church have a different opinion. They sharply kind of argue each other.
有时候我们看到教会里会有很不同的意见，
相互
争吵。
How we can avoid this kind of instance?
我们怎么样来避免这些事情发生呢？
And through the prayer for that person and to other people.
就是要通过为这个人祷告，并且为别人祷告。
So here the Ephesians chapter 6 verse 18, Apostle Paul asks us to pray all the time.
所以这里讲到我们要所有的时间都要祷告。
And let us pray all the time in spirit.
我们要随时在圣灵里祷告。
And we always be awaken ourselves, then we pray to God.
我们随时都要警醒来向神祷告。
And also we pray for our brother and sister.
我们要为我们的弟兄姐妹来代祷。
And let's sing him.
我们看唱诗。
405.
405首。